Park Row Books and Harper Audio present Good Night Stranger by Micaiah Bay Galt, performed by Lisa Flanagan. For Jeff. Chapter 1. Baby B was our brother, and he'd been dead all our lives. For a long time I thought I'd see him again, but by the time I was 28, I believed that the dead stay dead. I knew that the space he left in our lives would have to be filled in other ways. That summer, I was working in the information booth on the landing, as I had every summer for 10 years. It was August, which meant that humidity and the smell of dead sea animals hung in the air like fog. Masts clanged and seagulls cried out in the harbor. The water was blue-green and gray, and the sight of it made me thirsty. The ferry was a little white toy as it rounded the tip of the island, growing larger and more substantial as it lumbered into the landing and let down its planks. Passengers descended, blinking and lugging suitcases, and I leaned back to await their questions. I recognized everyone who stepped off the boat. They all fit into one of three categories: tourist, islander, returning visitor. I was an expert on tourists. They didn't know me, but I knew them. With a glance, I could tell why they were here. Some arrived armed with cameras and pocket money, trying to capture the island, fitted onto a scrapbook page. Some came because they loved beauty. Some came to remember the past or to refuse the future. And then there were those of us who were born here and never left. That was me and my brother Lucas, and about half the class we graduated with from the tiny island high school, and the old fishermen, the Portuguese and Cape Verdean grandpas and their sons and grandsons, and the shop owners, the barkeeps, the waitresses, and hotel clerks. The people who stayed had various and complicated reasons for staying. For me, it was because of my brothers. Lucas, the living brother who needed me to look after him, but also my dead brother in the little island graveyard. They held on to me the way families do, that love-anchored gravitational pull. I felt a shadow and looked up to see Eddie Frank standing by the information booth. The crooked expression on his face was completely familiar to me. One eyebrow up, one corner of his mouth raised in a half grin. I'd known him all my life, like almost everyone else on the island. We'd been in the same classroom from preschool on. When others from our graduating class had gone, we'd stayed behind on the island together. He leaned on the booth.
"You coming into the bar tonight?" he asked. "It's been a while."
"I told you."
"You look like you could use a drink."
"I'm trying to be a good person, okay?"
"That means no drinks?"
"That means no drinks with you."
"Sometimes a drink is just a drink," Eddie said.
I shook my head and he went away. Back to the bouncer's stool outside One-Eyed Jack's, the bar across the street from the information booth. I watched him as he went, his broad back, his already thinning hair. I put my head down, closed my eyes. That night, my brother Lucas didn't come home after work. I opened the mail, swept the kitchen floor, and read the first few pages of a novel recommended by Elijah West, our new librarian. When Lucas still didn't show, I retrieved a folder I kept hidden on the top shelf of the pantry, under a waffle iron we hadn't used in years. This was something I couldn't let Lucas see, so I worked on it at times like these. I took the brochures out of the folder, the applications for scholarships. I didn't intend to hide it from him forever, just for now, while I completed the applications. There was always the chance that I wouldn't be accepted, wouldn't get enough scholarship money to make it possible. Then Lucas would never...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?